We began discussing that Eisha Sachid Mi'ima, and we began the Tosus. The first word in Tosus is something which itself is very, very striking. Tosus is mashma, mashma. You know, mashma in Tosus means mashma. It doesn't mean mavur. It doesn't mean it's explicit, but a diuk. It's something which is indeed implied. And the implication, of course, is that there's a chiyokares when it comes to the case of Eisha Sachiv Mi'ima. Why is that implied in the Mishnah? Because look, the Mishnah is telling us to anrayos, that certainly is true. The Mishnah is telling us that regarding these cases, there is no yibum, there is no chalitza, there's a ptur psaros, and if Eisha Sachiv Mi'ima is there, so seemingly that's true when it comes to that case as well. Because if one is going to argue that's not the case, there is no sekares, then is it so obvious that there's no yibum, obvious that there's no chalitza, and indeed is there considered to be a ptur psaros? Maybe somewhat surprising, the Tosus does not say mavur lehedya, that Eisha Sachiv has kares. But no, Tosus writes hedging in the sense mashma, it's an important implication. And what is so difficult with this? Because if you look in the Toras Konim seems to disagree. Why is that true? So you start to discuss the two Parshas, Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshin. When it comes to Parshas Achrimos, the other Torah mentions the erva of Eisha Sachiv Lo Segaleh, and it mentions its star. It doesn't qualify in any shape or form. All of a sudden, when it comes to Parshas Kedoshin, there in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chavtes, there the Torah tells us that no, neither. He. All of a sudden, the Torah compares it to this Rav Nida. Okay, one could explain that in various different ways, but the Torah's Kohenim says that if it's compared to Nida, you know what that means? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It means typically at times there's an Isser, but that Isser often is lifted. Where do you see indeed that's the case? That certainly is true when it comes to Eisha Sachiv min ha'av. Eisha Sachiv min ha'av. Typically it is Aser, but Makom Yibum is considered to be a mitzvah rabba. But that does not apply to Eisha Sachiv min ha'em. So therefore, that qualifier of Nidahi, that seems to be limiting the application of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is only referring to Eisha Sachiv min ha'av and not Eisha Sachiv min ha'em. Wow. So that's something which is stunning. So you have Parshas Achrimos, which seems to be an encompassing, universal Isser, and then a modifier when it comes to Parshas Kedoshim. And why is that so important? Because Parshas Kedoshim is the Parsha where the Torah is not mentioning the Azara, but rather the Torah is mentioning the Onesh, Aririm. In such a case, the Onesh of Kares, that would apply to a case of Eish Asaf with limitation, Nida, Eish Asaf, which is considered to be Mina'av. So on its face, the Torah's Koim seems to say that, you know what, that there is no Isser Kares at all when it comes to Eisha Sachiv Min Ha'em. If that really is true, what is Mefurish in Torah's Koim is against the Mashmos, the implication of our mission. So we started to discuss that, you know, aside from the Mashmos, you know, there's another Sugya, a Sugya and Daf Nun Heim and Aleph. And there it's not mashma, there it's mavur lehedya, it's mafurish and braisa, that the isra of Eisha Sachiv applies not only to Eisha Sachiv min ha'av, but Eisha Sachiv min ha'em. That's mafurish. You don't have to rely on diukim that it's mashma from. That's mafurish. So on one level, maybe it's somewhat surprising that, you know what, that Tosus is saying that there's a Torah's Konyan that's against an application of a Mishnah, there's a Torah's Konyan that's explicitly against a braisa. And that is indeed how the other Rishonim present it. When you look at the Ravid in Toras Konim, that's how the Ravid presents the Kasha. This Toras Konim is against the Sugin of Amas, not in the Beis, it's against the Sugin of Amas and Daf Nunhei. Why is it then that Tosus is so interested in the Mashmos of the Mishnah? Maybe number one, very simply. You know what? That's a stronger Kasha. For the Toras Konim to be against the Brais is a Kasha, to be against a Mishnah Mufureshes, that's more of, not a Kasha, more indeed of a Tiyufta. Rather than just simply change, say Tanai, it's against the Mishnah Mufreshes we would like to be able to resolve. Another possibility, you know, if you only had that Sugya and Daf Nun Hei, that maybe in Achinami, there would not be Akasha at all. Because, important, that Sugya and Daf Nun Hei is addressing the Pasuk in Achrimos, in Perek Yudches. The Toras Konim is addressing a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. So maybe one could suggest the Pasuk in Achrimos is all-encompassing. And the Parshin Kedoshim, is limited? Is there anything wrong with saying that? Well, why should that be? Isn't Parshas Kedoshim just a repetition of what's on Parshas Achrimos? You know what the answer is? No. Parshas Achrimos is talking about an Asara, an Asarin, Yisrael. And Parshas Kedoshim is referring to the Onesh, Aririm Yiyu. So maybe one could suggest a pretty powerful possibility that if I only had the sugya in the Torah Skon, I would say very, very simply as follows. Enochinam, Parshas Kedoshim, Arim Yiyu is limited to Eishes Min Ha'av. That's clear that you mean to say Eishes Ach Minim is Mutter? Of course it's not Mutter. It's a Lav Daraisa because of Parshas Achrimos. It's an Isser Lav, but there isn't an Onesh of Kareis and an Onesh of Ariri. And that really is the resolution, and therefore we're good to go. There's no stira whatsoever. So all I had to do was resolve Daf Nun Hei and the Torah Skoni, Vibbeis Ches, you know what? I could resolve that easily. But there's a difficulty now, because that doesn't seem to fit in with Beis Amar Aleph. Because on Beis Amar Aleph, it seems to indicate, that's mashma, that we're not talking just about an Isser Lav, but here we're talking about an Isser Kareis. And if that really is true, guess what? The whole suggestion, right? The whole possible terrace to resolve that stira now cannot work. Wow. So if that really is true, you understand why Tosos here puts forth this kashan da beis, because the suggested obvious terrace that one could suggest, if you were just trying to resolve Nonhei and Toras Kohanim, it is not going to be functional in light of the mashmos of that base. And why indeed would that be true? Because Boshubsha, if indeed you're dealing with just an Isulav and there is no Kares at all, what is the halacha when it comes to an Isulav? That's clear. When it comes to a case of an Isulav, the halacha is Choletzes ve'enomisya benes. Choletzes ve'enomisya benes. And in fact, when you look at the sugya and the Chofma base, the Gemara suggests the following, that, you know, if you're dealing with a case of just an Isser Lav, midaraisa, one couldn't even envision evil. Because if all you're dealing with is an Isser Lav, you know what, I'm going to apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Esed. And Pashup Shatun Gemara, it's only Adin Dirabanan, that we do not allow for Yibum. And of course, you have to have Chalitza. So midaraisa, there's Yibum, midaraisa, there's Chalitza, midarabanan, there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza, and there is no Ptur Tzaros. Oh, so in such a case, if I'm dealing with an instance of Chavi Lavin, that would not fit with the Beis Amar Aleph. For example, you look in the Rambam, Perikvav Alachachaf, Epochus Yibam, the Rambam writes this clearly. If you go ahead and you have two Yavamos, and one of them there's Nisr Lav, and the other there is not, so guess what? You're Miyab Emes HaShniyah. After all, there's no Halach of Tzaros whatsoever in that particular case. So if that really is true, oh, now that seems to be somewhat of a Raya Muchachas, that if indeed when it comes to Eisha Sachiv Me'imo, there is a Ptur Tzaros, and it's Eino Ola L'Chalitza, that seems to be a very, very strong indicator that indeed there's Nisakares. That's the halacha when it comes to Chavik Rises. Eino Misyademes, Eino Choletzes, and there's a Ptur Tzaros as well. In which case one could raise the following question, why is to also say Mashmacha? I would say Muvor Lehedyahacha. No, it's explicit in the Mishnah that that indeed is the case. The fact that Tosus even hedges and says Mashma seems to indicate that, you know what, we could have understood the Mishnah even if we were to maintain that Eisha Sachim Mimo is in Isser Lav and there is no Isser Kavos. Wow, that's something which is striking, because that's not true when it comes to Chavi Lavim generally. So why is this just the mashmos of the Mishnah? Why isn't this an absolute stira gluya? That I think is an important diuk in Tosus. How come Tosus being as mashmacha and Tosus doesn't say mavur lehedyafacha, that indeed there is a chiyokaris? So you know what the answer is? We have to look a little further. You're right. When you look at that sugya of Amos and Dav Chaf, it's true. When it comes to cases of Chavi Lavim, a case, for example, of Aman of the Kohen Gadol, Min Ha'erisin, in such a case, you're right. There the Din Daraisa is that Yibum, Chalitza, Soros. Oh, good. Amid Rabbanan, still Chalitza. No Turtzar, that's clear. But you know what? Before you get to Dav Chaf, you have another sugya. Yud Aleph Manala. And that's the sugya of Amar Avida Marav. What would you say about a case of a Sota? A Sota Vada. Wow. a sota is asur al habal. The fact that a sota is asur al habal, but you know what? That is not kares. That is not kares. The pasuk says al titamu b'cholayla. You know what? A sota asur al habal is nisulav. A sota vada. There's nisulav. There's nisulav. Oh, so does that mean, for example, in that case, in that particular case, that, well, you know what? That there's yibum, as the Rechlosa say, and there's chalitza, and it's soros v'mutaros? No, that's the chiddush of Rimarav. Soros, sota, asura. Wow. So now you have two different models of chavi lavim. You have some cases of chavi lavim where, you know what? Enochinami. Tavchav. You have certain cases of chavi lavim where we say that, you know, no, it dino karayos, dino karayos. That is the starting point. That when it comes to chavi krisis, okay, I understand. When it comes to chavi lavim, there are two different models. There are certain models where we're saying midaraisa yibum, and certain models where we're going to say that despite the fact that it's only nisulav, but nonetheless, it doesn't need the hagdara of arayos. Why indeed would you say that's true? You know what the answer is? The nistra v'hi mitma'a. The nistra v'hi mitma'a. When it comes to sota, tuma ksivba karayos. Tuma ksivba karayos. Wow. So all of a sudden now you have a model of something which, in principle, is comparable to arayos, but you know what? Even though it's only nisulav, we're going to have to discuss the bottom tosta, beis madalef. When is there nisur yichud on a level of daraisa? Let's assume, for example, yichud midaraisa only applies when it comes to gil arayos. Lo sikrivu legalo sevasa. You know what that usually means? Arayos, krisus, misa. You know what I'm going to ask you? What about a nisur yichud of a sota labala? A sota labala. Oh, you'll tell me only it's nisur lav. Yeah, but it's nisur lav of v'nistra v'hinitma tumak siva ka'arayos. All of a sudden now you have a model where something, despite the fact that it's nisur lav, it's considered v'chlal harayos. And you know what we're going to have to discuss in the coming shiurim? Ooh, beis madalef the bottom tosus. Maybe there's a flip side, an opposite direction. What's the onish of nida? Nida. Kares. Does that mean Nida is Bichlal Ha'arayos? Does that mean Nida is Bichlal Ha'arayos? Well, there's Kares. Right? So I'll tell you, like, ooh, you ready for this? Ready to jump? Your Kara Metzias. Rabbi Natam, Sefer Yosha, Chela Kachuvas, Simen Pei. You know Rabbi Natam writes? Nida is not an Isser Erva. Nida is not Arayos. Kares, but it's not Arayos. And you're probably somewhat familiar with this, even though Tosfos doesn't spell it out. But you probably come across in the course of you're learning a concept of Eidach Hanem B'Yisurin. No? Tosfos getting the base on the base. What's the source of Eidach Hanem B'Yisurin? Nida. You know what Rabbeinu Tam writes? Isn't that Arayim Muchachas that Nida is called Isurim and it's not called Arayos? Because Arayos ain't Dover Shiva Eva Bachos Mishayim. Isurim and Eidachet is Neman. An Isha Nida is Nemenes to say she's Tahor, she's Tameh. You know what that tells you? Nida is not called Arayos. Nida is called Isurim. Wow. So you can have Isurim with an Issacharis, that's Nida. And you can have Arayos with an Issalav, which is Sotalabala. Even though, generally speaking, we kind of tilt, we assume that, you know what, I'm going to associate Arayos with Nida. No, maybe, but at least with Kares and Misa, that's a Mishnah, the Mentes, but not necessarily. I can flip in both directions. I can have a Chi of Kares, and it's not Arayos, and I can have a Chi of Lav, but maybe indeed it is considered to be Arayos. We're going to see it also soon. Now, what about Mishka Zachar, Mishka Behema? Yechai of Misa, does that mean it's called Gili Arayos? Is that really called Gili Arayos? You're chayiv misa for chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is not gili arayos. You can have a category of that which you're chayiv kares and misa. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's bichlal arayos. So sota is an incredible model where all of a sudden that you know what? Wow! You can have cases where enochinami that you know what that it's arayos despite the fact that there is some kares. And maybe a cases where there's a chi of karis and misa, and it's not considered to be cases of arayos. Wow. So that really is true when it comes to sota, Oh, maybe one could argue that, you know what, that here as well, that maybe one could have suggested that Eishes Achiv Mi'imo, there is a drush in Torah's Tanya that is not considered to be the Klal Ha'arayos, and Aririm Yihiyu does not necessarily apply, but it's considered to be in Isilah. Okay, is that against our Mishnah? Maybe one could argue no. Even though there's Nisrilav, that doesn't mean it's not the Klal Arayas. It means despite. Despite the, it's in the Parsha Sarayas. It's in the Parsha Vachemos. And therefore, it's the Klal Arayas. If really it's considered to be that which is Bichlal Arayas, Bichlal Arayas, maybe one could argue a very great Kiddush that, you know what? It wouldn't be absurd to argue that there's no Yibun, there's no Chalitz, and there's a Ptur Tzaros. Wow. And therefore, ooh, that could explain why Tosu says, you know what? Mashma. Because there is another way of understanding this possibility that maybe Eisha Sachiv Mi'imo is Nisrilav, but it's Nisrilav comparable to the case, for example, of Sot of Tumah Ksiba Karayos, in which case the halacha of the Mishnah Beis Manoch would apply, and that would not be against the Torah's Konim in Yeshiva form. There is no Karayos, but nonetheless. Wow. You know, this sounds so good. No? So, what do you mean, mashma? What do you mean, mashma? You know what? This sounds like a very strong possibility. Why not argue that it's Bechlal Harayos, and therefore it's like a case of Sota, and no evil, and no Chalitz, and Ptur Tzaros, but there is no Karis. So, why is it even mashma for the Mishnah? Indeed, that's true. Indeed, that's true. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. There's another Tosus I wanted you to see. A Tosus on Daf Tesam and Aleph. Tosus is bothered by the following kasha. Wow. Tosus makes like a broad statement. No, the bottom Tosus, Tesam and Aleph. Tosus says the following. That you know what? The chol duchte. Throughout the Masechta, it seems to be clear. That you know what? That according to Rabbi Akiva, in Chai Ve'lavin, there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. Tosa says, B'chol Duchti, it seems to be like universal, clear. Pshita Le'lashas. When it comes to Chai Ve'lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, wow, there's no Yibum, there is no Chalitza. And Tosa is very, very bothered. Why indeed that's true? Why indeed that's true? Why should you say that in Chavi Lav there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza? What in the world is wrong with applying the principle of Tamilari, the last line in Tosa Tesamad Aleph? Why don't you apply the principle of Esed Chalosas? Why don't you? It's only Nisya Lav, and Yibum is a mitzvah daraisa. So why don't you apply Esed Chalosas in Chavi Lav according to Rabbi Akiva? And yet, isn't it seems clear that according to Rabbi Akiva, that really is not true? What is Rabbi Akiva? We kind of alluded to it now, but I wanted you to take a look. Hope you've seen it now. Mishnah and Daf Memtes and Aleph Izeomamzer. What's the definition of Mamzeres? What's the definition of Mamzeres? No? The Torah tells us now. The Shabbos is Kriyas Torah. Chaf Gimel. No. Well, Yalva Mamzer Bekalashim. What's the definition of a Mamzer? So the Gemara has such an amazing. Look, what is the Torah talking about before it tells us the mamzer b'kalashim? Well, the Torah tells us this: Lo yikach ish eishes aviv. There's nisr of eishes aviv. Your father's wife, even if it's not your mother, but your father's wife. Your father's wife. What's the nisr of eishes aviv? That's very common. No, that's a chiv misa. That's a chiv misa. That's a chiv skiva. No? Oh, yikach ish eish esav. That's a chiv skiva. Okay. The pasuk continues. V'lo yigala knaf aviv. V'lo yigala knaf aviv. That's not so clear. That's not so clear. Eish esav. I get that. No? Eish esav. What is v'lo yigala knaf aviv? Knaf aviv. Knaf like means a skirt. Knaf aviv. What is knaf aviv referring to? What exactly is that referring to? And you know why that's so important? Because then the pasuk says, "Le'ilu Amzav Kalashem." So the motto of Mamzerus, is Perachot Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. So you know what? I better understand what Pasuk Aleph is referring to in order to understand what really is Mamzerus. So guess what? The Mishnah and Gemara quotes five shitas. I guess there must be five different ways of understanding that pasuk. And now I can say Le'ava Mamzer, Le'kal Hashem. So the Mishnah starts with the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva shita. That's what Tosfos is referring to. No, Kol Sher Basa Shuvo Yava. In order to have Mamzerus, you have to have two requirements. No. One is Lo Yava. You know, Lo Yava is alive. It has to be alive. Any love? No. She'er basa. You know what she'er basa is? Rashi writes, kurva shehi balav. If there is a relative, this person is forbidden to you because of she'erus, not because of a relative relationship. And that relationship entails an isser lav. That is the definition of mamzerus. How in the world do you get that? Where do you get that from? No? Oh, so the Gemara explains. Lo yigala eshe. Eshes aviv means your father's wife. That's Nisr Stila. What is knaf aviv? Knaf aviv. That means a person who one's father had a relationship with who is not his wife. The Pasuk begins with eshes aviv. Eshes aviv is a chi of Stila. But you know what? There's also a forbidden relationship of one who had a relationship with the person's father outside of the Nisket. What's that called? Anusas Aviv. Not Ashes Aviv, but Anusas Aviv. What is Anusas Aviv? Guess what? Rabbi Deshita, Anusas Aviv is alav. Anusas Aviv is alav desheer. Kurva shehi balav. How do you get that? Kinaf shira Aviv. You're not allowed to relationship with one's father's wife, and even knaf, the skirt, literally, shira aviv, that the father saw, even outside of the miskeres of Yishus. Oh, that's a lav de she'er. Wow. That's pretty heavy. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. That anusas aviv is a lav d'araisa. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is now that's the model of the hemshif of Eliyahu Zermamzer, Kal Hashem. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. You have to have, right? A lav d'sher, kol sher basar shiba lo yavo. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Wow. All of that is based on the fact that that's the meaning of the pasuk. Lo yigalek knaf aviv. It's referring to anusa savi. Guess what? That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham maintain there is no lav of anusa savi. There's a lav of isha savi. Now, a lav, you're chayv skila. There is no lav of Anusa Savi. That's not the meaning of the Pasuk. Of Vayigala Knasa. So what does the Pasuk mean? Eisha Savi, I understand. That's Eisha Savi. What is Vayigala Knasa? I'll tell you another possibility. No? Ooh, Armas Hechta. Eisha Savi is referring to a father's wife. Knasa means a woman who could be positioned to marry the father. You're not allowed to marry someone who is the wife of the father, or one who is awaiting to be the wife of the father. What's that? What's that referring to? No? What's that referring to? That's referring to Yibum. You're not allowed to marry a woman who is your father's wife, nor are you allowed to marry a woman who could be positioned to be your father's wife. Meaning, that's your father's brother's wife. Your father's brother's, what's that called? That's called an aunt, no? An aunt is what? Misa? No Misa. An aunt is lav? An aunt is a chi of karis. Wow. So that is the sheet of Shimon HaTimni, that the Torah begins with a chi of Misa, and the Torah mentions Le'igala Knaf Aviv, which is talking about your aunt, and the Pasuk Sul Yomar Mazakal Hashem. That's the sheet of Shemnatin, and that's what we're asking. That you know what? Mamzeris is Misa or Karis. Because the preamble to this Sur of Mamzer is Misa Karis. Wow. That's pretty incredible. Misa and Karis. The Mishnah quotes the third sheet, Rabbi Yeshua. I don't buy all of this.
Lo yigala knaf aviv is not a separate person. Either it's referring to anusas aviv, or it's referring to a person's aunt, shemeres yavam shal aviv. No, no, dahainu. Anyone who eishes aviv, which means knaf aviv, that's what's wrong with it. Don't marry your father's wife, because even though that's not your mother, but knaf aviv is referring to Your stepmother is a chiyumisa. So Rabbi Yeshua says mamzerus is only a result of a chiyumisa. Wow, that's the extreme shita. Rabbi Yeshua says karis does not result in mamzerus. Karis does not result in mamzerus. Wow, you need a chiyumisa. All based on how you understand the pasuk. Like knaf aviv, it's referring to eishes aviv, that means misa. If it's referring to shemeres yavam shel aviv, means karis. If it's Renusa Savi, the most it's going to be is alav. Well, then the Gemara points out there are two more shitas. No, Rabbi Siman, Rabbi Yesheva. Wait, how can you read more into Loi Gad Kanaf Aviv? No? Oh, so they basically agree, but with one hitch. The Pasuk could have said, Loi Kachishes Eishes Aviv, U Kanaf Aviv. What is Vilo? Oh, Vilo is a Rebu. Vilo is a Rebu. What is that? That was the Mesorah, Rabbi Simai. Velo is the Ribui. You know what? It goes a step further. What's a step further? We already have Chai Vei Lavim, according to Rabbi Akiva. The She'er. What's a step further? Stam Chayiv Lavim. A Chiyuv Lav, which is not a blood relative. Oh, for example, Mashu Grushasa. For example, an Asina, for example, an Amoni. There are certain people that are forbidden b'toras lav, but it's not chavi lavim d'she'er, it's chavi lavim. That's Rabbi Simar. And Rabbi Yesheva says the Ribui goes a step further, even chavi esay. The Torah has certain people that you can't marry where it's not even allowed. Mitzri, Adomi, Dor Shlishi Yavo. There's no lav. That's only an esay. That's the most chomer shita. That's Rabbi Yesheva. Rabbi Yesheva assumes embedded in that pasuk is essay. So this is pretty incredible. Now, five shitas in Tanaim. How to understand that pasuk, Chaf Gimel Aleph, and then in turn, the application of Imam Sebekalasha. That's something which is incredibly, incredibly important. I'll tell you another very, very important difference between Shimon HaTimni, who we passed like, as opposed to, for example, the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. According to Shimon HaTimni, the pasuk is clear. Karis and Misa. Is there anything Karis and Misa have in common? That I would argue the Vlad is a mamzer? So I'll tell you the following. Karis and Misa have something incredibly in common. Incredibly in common. And maybe that's not a coincidence. But that's really, really, really important. And you know what that is? In Karis and in Misa, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. You violate an Isser Lav. A Kohen marries a Grusha. There's Tfisas Kedushin. The very first year, no? L'yikach means it's forbidden, but there's Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to Karis and Misa, eat Tfisas Kedushin. So pretty incredible. You know what? According to Shimon HaTimni, eat Tfisas Kedushin and mamzerus go hand in hand. You know what I'm going to tell you? That's not a coincidence. Whoa. You know what mamzerus is? When two people have a relationship where marriage is not forbidden, where marriage is impossible. Eat Tfisas Kedushin. Eat Tfisas Kedushin. A person has a relationship with Eishes Ish. He cannot marry this Eishes Ish. No? Eat Tfisas Kedushin and mamzerus go hand in hand. Is there any word I would use to link the two? Eat Tfisas Kedushin and mamzerus? Maybe I'll suggest the following word. Arayos. Gili Arayos. Gili Arayos. The definition of Gili Arayos is eat Tfisas Kedushin and the result is mamzerus. Whoa. I'll tell you something like stunning. That's Daf Mem Tes. You know what the Gemara says? It's a little bit earlier. What would you say about Nida? What would you say about Nida, Nisr Nida? The Gemara says something just incredible. You know, there are five shitas. What exactly is the definition of Mamzerus? What about Nida? Nida. A woman is a Nida. And the child is born. You know what the Gemara says? Unbelievable, no? Hakol modin baba ahanida she'en havad mamzer. There's no mamzerus whatsoever when it comes to the case of Nida. No mamzerus whatsoever. No mamzer. What do you mean no mamzerus whatsoever? What do you mean? It's a chiyukares. It's a chiyukares. How in the Gemara can suggest that there's no mamzerus whatsoever? How can that possibly be? Uh-oh. The pasuk says something very unusual, no? You have a man who has a relationship with a nida. You know what the pasuk says? Usihi nida sa'alav. Usihi nida sa'alav. You know what that sounds like? Usihi nida sa'alav. It sounds like that the status of nida applies to him. Usihi does the status thing applies to him. You know what? That's true. That's pshuto shanikra. That's true. What in the world does that mean? You know what it means? A woman who is on Nida is Tamei for 7 days. Bo on Nida is Tamei for 7 days. Usi Nida Sa'alav. Someone that comes in contact with a Nida, he doesn't have a Tumah Shiva. Bo al Nida. Wow. Bo al Nida. Oh, in such a case, Usi Nida Sa'alav. Usi Nida Sa'alav. That's really unusual, no? But you know what the Gemara is bothered by? This is like unbelievable. Unbelievable. But what's the word that the Torah uses? The Torah doesn't say the guy's tummy. Usihi. What does usihi mean? You know, from the first year, no? V'holcha v'haisa. V'holcha v'haisa. Im hayosi yalish. You know what that means? Kedusha. You know what that means? There's tfisas kedusha when it comes to Nida. Usihi nida sa'alav means there's tfisas kedusha. Tafsi ba kedusha. You give kesef kedusha to a nida, you know what? You're married. Oh, so if there's tfisas kedusha when it comes to nida, so that's really unusual. There was a chiyuv kares ba'al nida, but usihi nida sa'alav there's tfisas kedusha. And mamzerus and tfisas kedusha goes hand in hand. So that's the chiddush that Abaye says. Hakol modin v'ba'al hanida she'en havad mamzer. Because tfisas kedusha goes hand in hand with mamzerus. And that is a sheet, of course, of Shimon HaTimni. That's why mamzerus is kares and misa. The common denominator of kares and misa is tfisas kedusha. And if you could come up with a case where there's kares but there is tfisas kedusha, nida, then the vlad is not going to be a mamzer. That's the chiddush of Shimon HaTimni. Wow. Ooh. Rabbi Yeshua clearly disagrees. Because Rabbi Yeshua agrees there's no tfisas kedusha b'chavei krisos. You give your sister kesef kedusha. You're married to your sister. You give your sister-in-law a kesef kedusha. You're married to your sister. It's nisr kares. And there's no tfisas kedusha. But if you would have a relationship and a child would be born, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua? Vlad mamzer is only nisa, not kares. So you know what you see according to Rabbi Yeshua? That tfisas kedusha does not go hand in hand with mamzeres. It's not just a technical machlokes as to whether is it kares or is it nisa. Kares and misa is because there's a commonality. Tfisas kedusha. You have a sheet like Rabbi Yeshua that says, no, for mamzeres you need eshes av, which is skila. That's like stunning. You can have a case where there's no possibility of tfisas kedusha, but that doesn't mean that vlad is a mamzer. Because the pasuk of mamzeres is only loikach eshes aviv, a chiyuv misa. You with me now? What about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Kiva Shita
is he can have mamzerus when it comes to chavilah. What is Rabbi Akiva hold when it comes to tfisas kedushin? So you know what Rabbi Akiva's sheet is? That's mefurish. But guess what? According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no tfisas kedushin b'chavilah in b'sheir. There's no tfisas kedushin. The reason there's mamzerus, according to Rabbi Akiva, kol sher baser lo yavo levad as a mamzer, is because there is no tfisas kedushin. There is no tfisas kedushin. So Rabbi Akiva sheeted, I agree in principle with Shimon HaTimni. The itfisa asum and zeros goes hand in hand. But I draw the line differently. Shimon HaTimni assumes that itfisa kedushin is only in the case of Kari Samisa. And I disagree and I maintain that there's no tfisa kedushin when it comes to Chavilavim. So Rabbi Akiva's shita is there's no tfisas kedushin when it comes to chavilavim. So Rabbi Akiva's shita is that there's mamzerus when it comes to chavilavim. And that's the meaning of the pasuk, legal knaf aviv, anusas aviv. Wow, that's like a whole world. So Rabbi Akiva agrees in principle that kedushin, itfisas kedushin, is the koveya. But that's not dependent on kari samisa, that's dependent on even Chavi Lavin as well. So Rabbi Akiva's shita is really like unusual. On the one hand, there's no Karis. There's no Misa. But nonetheless, there's Nisr Lav. Kurva Shehi Balav is enough to say Itfisas Kedushin. And the Vlad is a mamzer. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Arayos, Kidi Arayos, is not limited to Krisos, not limited to Chiv Nisan. But it even applies to Chavilavim Desher. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Got that? Ooh. Tosis got this. According to Rabbi Akiva, b'chol doch the pshit vashas. Chai ve'lavin. There's no yib, there's no chalitz. Guess what? B'tei malari. Why not? Why not argue esido chalosase? Let the mitzvah of Yivam be doche this aloud. Teimalari. Amai lo armina nami the Rabbi Akiva. Lesi esido chalosase. Guess what? Sorachimba. Tosis does not answer this question. That's like unusual, no? You know what? One could argue very simply is the answer to Tosos' discussion. You know why Rabbi Akiva maintains that this is true is because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Chavilav. And that's Mamzerus. And that's Itfisas Kedushin. And according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Gilei Arayos is even Al Yidei Chiyuvav, Chavilav. There's no tfisas kedushin. Barayos. And according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, there's no tfisas kedushin barayos. Can there be yibum barayos? Can there be zika barayos? You know, zika is a form of issues, no? Zika means, we'll have to see, is it noveya from the deceased brother? Is there a new relationship to the yavam? But zika is a... There's no tfisas kedushin, yesh zika. There is zika, but there's no kedushin. Shouldn't I assume that tfisas kedushin and zika go hand in hand? What happens as a result of evil?
Yavama Yavala Ulakha Lalisha. Yibum and you're married. Yibum and you're married. Yibum Zika is a form of Ishus. If you're gonna tell me there's no Ishus when it comes to Chavi Lavin, you know what I'm gonna tell you? It's a non-starter. It's a non-starter. How in the world can there be Yibum if there's no Kedushin? And if Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Chavi Lavin, of course. Pshita Leila Hashas that there's no Yibum. Pshita Leila Hashas that there's no Yibum. Who writes this? Who writes this? You don't need me, no. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Tesamadam. That's exactly what they write, Cancer Tosas. Tosas is stunned. Like, how in the world? How in the world? What do you mean? According to Rabbi Akiva, Chavi Lavin is Gidei Arayos, and if it's Gidei Arayos, Paka Zika. There's no Kedushin. There's no Zika. We're done. We're done. Why is Tosas so stuck? Now, why does Tosas maintain that this is really problematic? I'll tell you a possibility in Tosas. Because maybe Tosas is assuming the following. That Yibum and the possibility is not dependent on Chavei Lavin, Tvisas Kedushin, Arayos, not Arayos. You know what? Maybe what it's dependent on? Kares. 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 If there's a chiyuv kares, there's no yibum. If there's a chiyuv lav, maybe that's not enough to argue that there's no yibum. In fact, that's Tosas kasha. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's nisr lav, but there's still the yibum. Because what is monea the chiyuv of yibum? Kares. Kares, kares. Well, wow. I'll give you another example, which I think is stunning. Yeah. I want you to take a look at the sugyan sota and daf yuches samadays. The Gemara says the following: Rav Amuna, shomeres yavam shizinsa. You have a woman who's awaiting an yibum, and she's mezana. Terrible, she's mezana. What happens now? Rav Amnuna said the following chiddush: Asura le'yivama. She is asur to her yavam. She's asur to her yavam. A shomeres yavam shezinsa is forbidden to the yavam. What's the analogy? What's the analogy? Just like Rashi writes, an eishes ish zinsa is also labal. A shemeres yavam zinsa is also to the yavam. Wow. Is that true? A shemeres yavam zinsa? What's the issue of a shemeres yavam zinsa? Well, see eishes ameisachut zilizar. That was the first year, no? Ram says, there's a lav and two essays. What's the lav? She doesn't dare have a relationship with anybody else in the status of Zika. Association. You know what that's called? That's Chavi Lavin. Is it really true that an Aishas is Shizinsa Zachiv Misa? Shemeres Yavin Shizinsa is Nisr Lav. She really is asura to the Yavam. So you know what the Gemara says? You ready? That this chiddush of Rav Amnuna is Rabbi Akiva. Damar ein kedushin tovsin b'chavilav. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, good. Because chavilav mazit fiyasas kedushin. So chavilav mazit fiyasas kedushin, that's eishasi, shit fiyasas kedushin. And therefore, Shemesh Shavim Shazinsa is just like a case of an Ishus Ishazinsa. Well, okay. I got it. Are you ready for this kasha? The very first year. No?
Yivamos daf mentes. Yivamos daf tzadibes. The pasuk says, a woman's husband dies, you have no children. Losia eisha sanei sachutz eliza. Good? What does that mean, losia? What does losia mean? You know what Rav says? Rav says, you know what losia means? The very first year. Is that a lav? Or is that a shlila? No? What does a shlila mean? Losia means ein bo kedushin. There's no tfisas kedushin. So guess what? Rav says, shemeres yavan shezimsa, ein kedushin topsin. Rav says, there's no tfisas kedushin with the yavam alashuk. If this woman will receive kesef kedushin from someone else, there's no tfisas kedushin. What about Shmuel? Remember the first year? Shmuel wasn't sure. Mesaf kalei. What exactly does the pasuk mean by losiya? Does it mean ein lacha rishus, it's forbidden? Or does it mean it's impossible? Does it mean forbidden, or does it mean itfias haskedushin? So Rav says, there's no tfias haskedushin. And what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, I'm not sure. A suffix. Well, it's unbelievable. Shmuel is not sure whether this pasuk is alav, whether it's a shliwa. Okay. How do we paskin? Guess what? The Rambam paskins like Shmuel. Ochasish, zayin tezo. The Rambam says, you know what? Yeah, a shomeres yavam. It's our tefisa kedushin. This woman receives kedushin from somebody else. You know what the Rambam writes? Suffix. It's a suffix. Maybe there's no tefisas kedushin. Maybe there's tefisas kedushin. You know what's troubling? Rav Luna says the following: a shomeres yavan shezimsa, it's like an eishes ishezimsa. She's forbidden to the oven. She's forbidden to the oven. Oh, that's like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds there's no tefisas kedushin, b'chavilah. Good? If we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, so guess what? A shemeres yavan shezimsa would be mutter to the yavam. No? Shemeres yavan shezimsa is usher to the yavam. Oh, Rabbi Akiva. Because in kedushin topsin. Well, wait a second. Rav also says ain't kedushin dobsin, no? Because losia means ain't kedushin dobsin. No? Shmuel, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. You know what I would expect? I would expect the following. You have a case of the shemeres yavam. Is there tfisas kedushin of pishus? Has the Rambam pasuk and zayin tesov? It's a suffix. Oh, so suffix with a tfisas kedushin, suffix no tfisas kedushin. Good? So now you have a case of a shemeres yavam shezimsa. Is she asura? Is she not asura? You know, I would have thought. You know what we should paskin? Suffolk. If there's tefisas kedushin, then okay, she's muteris. But if shomeres yavan shezimsa, there's no tefisas kedushin, she's asura because the koveh is tefisas kedushin, re-tefisas kedushin. So guess what? The Rambam, Luchas Yibum, Beis Chav. Yavav is Shezinsa. You have a woman who's awaiting Yibum and she's Mazana. Terrible. No? Lo Nesra. She doesn't become forbidden to the oven. Wait. Whether she's forbidden to the oven or not depends on whether there's possibility of Fisos Kedushin. And the Ram Pasen says, Shmuel, Mesafkale, it's a suffix. You know what I would have expected the Rambam should say? Shomeres yavan shezimsa asura liyavama misafek. That's what I would have thought the Rambam would say, no? And that's not true. That's not true. Wow. Hmm. So I'll tell you something I think, which is a teretz, and I'll tell you what I think is an incredible diuk. The Gemara says that Shomeres Yavam Shazins is a surah to the Yavam if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. In Kedushin Tosim Bechavi Lavam. We hold in general Kedushin Tosim Bechavi Lavam. But you know, we happen to agree with Rabbi Akiva in the case of Shomeres Yavam Shazinsa, because the Pasuk says, Losiye. Losiye means a shlila, no? Doesn't that mean that the Shita of Rav and the Shita of Rabbi Akiva are identical? When it comes to Shomeres Yavam, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Tfisas Kedushin. According to Rav, it's a Tfisas Kedushin. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Tfisas Kedushin. According to Shmuel, Safek. Safek with a Tfisas Kedushin. But they're kind of the same. They're saying, you know, according to today's Shir, they're really not the same. They're not the same. They're not the same. No. That's what I want you to answer. No, they're not the same. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin because according to Rabbi Akiva, Chavi Lavin is Gilei Arayos. Chavi Lavin is Manzerus. Shomeres Yavam Shazin says Nisar Erva. According to Rav Shita, what's the starting point? Of course there should be Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Shomeres Yavam Shazin. It's only in Israel. Elamai, the Torah says, Losiye. What does that mean? Despite the fact that it's only in Israel. Despite the fact that it's not called Gilei Arayos, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin Shomeres Yavam. Ooh, because it's Gilei Arayos. According to Rav, there's no Tfisas Kedushin Shomeres Yavam. Despite the fact that it's not Gilei Arayos, because the Pasuk says, Losiye. Losiye. Wow, wow. So I agree there's no Tfisas Kedushin, but for very, very different reasons. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's because it's Gilei Arayos. According to Rav and Shmuel, it means despite the fact, despite the fact. Oh, so if you don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, it's not called Gilei Arayos. You know what that means? The Rambam, Lo Nesra, Lo Nesra, Lo Nesra. And that's exactly why the Rambam writes, I agree, there might not be Tfisas Kedushin. That's the Rambam and Yishev, Zayin Tesvav. But Lo Nesra. Because even if there isn't Tfisas Kedushin, it's not because Chavi Lavin are Arayos. You can have Chavi Lavin, Nikav Chav Lavin de Arayos. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Chavi Lavin de Arayos. According to Rav and Shmuel, it's Chavi Lavin, like Amman Lakhan Gadol is in Israel. So, you ready for this deal? I'll tell you the deal. I want you to take a look. That's Sugya, Sotet Af Yud Ches. Rav Nuna says, Shomeres Yavam Shazinsa, Asuri Levamon. This woman was Mazana, waiting Yivam. She's Asur to the Avam. Rabbi Akiva hi, Damar Ein Kedushin Tosa B'Chavei Lavim. Good? I would have stopped there. The Gemara has four words, no? Rabbi Akiva hi, Ein Kedushin Tosa B'Chavei Lavim, Umash Vedei Ke'erim. Whoa, that's the line, that's the line. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin because it's an Isser Erev. And if that's true, she's Nesra. But if you are going to hold there's no Tfisas Kedushin without it being an Isser Erev, that would not be the case. That's a stunning model. Shomeres Yavam Shazinsa, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Gilei Arayos, and according to Rav, there's no Tfisas Kedushin despite the fact that it's not Gilei Arayos. You marry a guy. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. Does that mean it's Gilei Arayos? Nope, not Gilei Arayos. Sometimes you can have Tfisas Kedushin without Gilei Arayos. A Shomeres Yavam, according to Rav and Shmuel, is Tfisas Kedushin without Gilei Arayos. If it's not Gilei Arayos, she doesn't become Nesra. Nesra Laval, Nesra Yavam. Wow, that's really incredible. So Tosas is Kashi and Daptes Saman Aleph. Why don't you say yes to Chalosa? Say, you know what the answer is? Because you know what is Mafkia Zika? Not Kares. Not Kares. What's Mafkia Zika is Arayos. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Chavi Lavin is Gilei Arayos. And why is Tosas so bothered with this? Daptes Saman Aleph? Because Tosas apparently assumes no. You know what's Mafkia Zika? Not Arayos, but Kares. 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 So you ready for what I'm going to tell you?
That's exactly Tosos Nafe Zamanam. So if there is no Zik and Eishas Achiv Meimo, you know what? That's a great indicator that there's Karis. What about my whole Shia? No. It's an Isser Lav, but it's a Lav Da'arayos. In an Lav Da'arayos, that's not true. You know, you see Tosos Nafes? That's not the case. The Kovei is Karis. And therefore, if Eishas Achiv Meimo, there is no Yimur Chalitza, that's the great indicator that indeed there must be Kares, there must be Kar. So it's not Mufurish. Yeah, but that's the Tosis. That's the Tosis Lashitas. No? Right, well, we're going to have to build on this, no? But Chazza, no? Step. And now we're going to position ourselves to the last Tosis. Nida. Oh, Nida. So far we know there is Kares, but there is Tisa's Kedushin. You know what? Does that mean Nida is an Isser Erva, but despite the fact that Isser Erva is Tisa's Kedushin? Or does it mean if there is Tisa's, it's not an Erva, and there's an Isser Kares as a separatist? No? Not because of Gil Erayas. Okay, so Chazza, and then we're going to have to talk about Kamasa. I'm not going to say